Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours right from Grand Old New York City here at the Republican National Convention on this first day of September 2004. Folks, it's going to be a very interesting show today, I guarantee it. You're going to want to stick around for this whole thing. Very fascinating stuff that's going on in and around New York City. There's a new message, folks. Did anybody catch Arnie Schwarzenegger's speech last night? Well, it's kind of centrist, isn't it? He's for gun control. He's for abortion. He's for a lot of the things that it's kind of amazing that he's for, but that's more to the left. Well, I want you to stick around this hour because I'm going to bring somebody up that was, well, a liberal. They were in their mode. They woke up. They unplugged from the Matrix. And they were terminally harassed. Well, not quite terminally. He's still alive and breathing. But I want to demonstrate to you folks a liberal that wakes up and then tries to do something about it and just hounded mercilessly. I have read stories off of his website before. It was VOXFUX. Quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, he was in the liberals. Liberals were listening to him. And he was starting to pump out the truth. That makes it very dangerous. Well, you can be some kind of right-wing conservative wacko. Well, just as long as you stay in your area and you don't contaminate any other minds. Well, folks, that's a danger to them, isn't it? The truth always is. That's why we picked the moniker for this network, because you can handle the truth. And we're going to give a big fat plug for Republic Broadcasting Network, live from the convention center up here in New York. We'll take the short break. Be right back. Folks, do not go away. This is going to be a bang-up show. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, and we are broadcasting right from Ground Zero in New York City at the Republican National Convention. Welcome all this afternoon. And I've got a guy, Harry, from the Vox website, and as I explained at the top of the hour, you're going to find this rather fascinating. Studied under the big new Brzezinski. You're going to find that fascinating. At any rate, I've got online with me Harry. Harry, are you with me?
With you.
Oh, how are you doing this afternoon?
Pretty good. I'm out on the boat right now looking at the skyline and the Lady Liberty.
Well, I'll tell you something. The other night, Monday night, Harry, you took me out on your boat. You've got one of these cigarette boats with a couple of 454 engines in them that are capable, more than capable, than outrunning the Coast Guard. And well, we were out by the Statue of Liberty. It was an unusual night because it was warm. It was muggy. It was almost a flat calm on the water, which is highly unusual in and around Manhattan and New York and all the bays and the estuaries and everything else. But it was absolutely gorgeous. And we were the only ones, and I can't believe this, of a city and surrounding area of 12 million people. Harry, we were the only ones out on the boat.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I can't see why nobody's taking advantage of the beautiful city here, but we own it.
Well, and
all ours.
We plan on taking it back, that's for sure.
I hope so.
Well, Harry, I've read your materials on the air before, and I understand that you had some problems was this pre 9/11 that you had all these problems with the FBI?
No, this was after 9/11.
Okay, and what exactly were you doing that brought the heat of the FBI? Actually, you were literally on the run.
Yeah, I was on the run for 3 months. I had been writing a lot of exposés on the Bush family, the detail about their association with the Hinckleys and their association with the Bin Ladens. And these are the two issues that were primarily that they were interested in. But what they did was they used, well, I'll give you a little background. It seems like one of the favorite targets of these neocons, neo-fascists, is attacks on the Constitution, attacks on due process, And they have this concept of guilt by association that they're pushing. And in 2002, there was an incident where a Predator drone fired a Hellfire missile on a group of men in Afghanistan because one of them was tall and wore a white robe. And an American happened to be among those men that were obliterated by the Hellfire missile. And, of course, it wasn't Osama bin Laden. It was just a tall guy in a white robe. And so Bush released a statement saying, well, you know, hey, any association whatsoever is grounds for immediate termination by the CIA or the military. And, of course, in this case, termination being just being near someone who they mistakenly took was tall and white, white wore white. And so this is Bush's idea of due processes. And so I got pretty angry about that. And that's not what this country's about. That's not, it's never been about that. And so I fired off a, let me finish. See, what Bush fails to tell you is that his first $1 million that he received for his first company, which he promptly drove straight into the ground and ripped off the investors while becoming deliriously rich off it.
And that was Armbrusto?
Armbrusto Energy, and that was paid for by Salim bin Laden, his Osama's older brother. Bush fails to mention that association. What Bush also fails to mention is that the Bush criminal cartel has been funding and training the terrorists for over 30 years. They've supported chemical and biological weapons to get into the hands of terrorists and people like Saddam Hussein and other various brutal regimes and whatnot. And, I mean, James Baker III, who's essentially the consigliere of the Bush criminal cartel, is defending the brutal regime of Saudi Arabia against the victims, the families, and the victims of 9/11. So what we have here is a criminal mafia organization who is associating with the terrorists, with all of the terrorists. And so I fired off a letter saying, okay, well, since this is about association, well, then we've got to get down there and immediately obliterate the entire Bush family. Let's fire on them and let's just wipe them out because this is his policy. So according to his policy, Bush must be immediately terminated with extreme prejudice, right? But I kind of suspected that would attract the attention of the intelligence agencies, and sure enough, I had prepared a little bit for what I thought was a poking of the hornet's nest, and I had made sure that my affairs were in order, and sure enough, there was a massive raid on my home, and it was an intimidation raid because it wouldn't stand up in court. Anybody would be able to tell instantly by just reading the context of the article that it was not a threat. What I was doing is I was just closing a logical loop. I was saying, well, since this is his policy, then you live by this policy, you should die by your policy. So they sent a team of Gestapo-type tactics to my house. They had 40 agents surrounding the house. They were beating on all surfaces of the house that just caused disorientation to whoever was in it. And there was this, apparently there was this colossal, thunderous beating of all sides. I wasn't there, a tenant of mine who was there. Simultaneously at 10:30, it just happened Friday the 13th.
Nice day, symbolic.
Nice day. Well, they really love their dates to send messages, you know. And they did a simultaneous raid on multiple occasions in Brooklyn and New York looking for me. And I split pretty fast. And what I found out was that they had been through my house, ransacked it, taken some tapes. I never got that back. They denied that they'd taken anything. It's a terrible feeling to be on the run from the, you know, most fearsome and untrustworthy military, intelligence, industrial triad this world has ever seen.
Well, you weren't advocating that harm should be put upon the Bush family. You were just illustrating some things, and they knew, as you stated, they knew that this was not an overt threat, or this was nothing that they could drag you into court, say that you were guilty of something, and then put you in jail. This happened on a Friday the 13th, just through threat and coercion and intimidation, just to shut you up.
Yeah, it was a fear tactic to scare me. And I tell you, until I got the support of some organizations like the Center for Constitutional Rights and the Electronic Frontier Foundation, I had an interview with Amy Goodman and lawyer Ron Kuby, highly visible, prominent civil rights lawyer Ron Kuby, when they all took the case. But that was 3 months later when they all stepped on to help me. Prior to that time, they were going to my house, my mother's house, my friend's house. They were intimidating my mom. They made these very creepy comments. They were asking if I was violent, if I got into a lot of fights when I was in high school, if I had any weapons, if I had the secret desire to kill the president. And then just as he's leaving, my white-haired 74-year-old mother, he says, in a really creepy tone, he says, "Happy birthday," like it's really creepy. And it was her birthday in a couple of days. It was in early January. And she said, "How did you know my birthday?" He said, "We know everything about you."
kind of creepy stuff.
And
the all-seeing ISIS eye here.
Yeah, man. And another thing that they did, and I want to point out, is that I have been getting a series of very obscene. I have a website, VOXFUX.com, and I had been getting a series of a lot of profanity and really violent threats against my life that were right on my forum. And I just wrote them off as just a kook, but I always do IP traces on everybody who sends a death threat at me. And so I had traced it back to a RassServerNet, RassServer.net, which I later uncovered was a CIA front. And I'll tell you a little bit about that if you remind me to.
Okay.
But I had traced these threats. And they were using profanity, like, you know, "We're going to stick a rusty metal pipe up here. You know, I'm not going to continue," but all kinds of stuff like this. And then at 10:30, the day of the raid, I got another message from the same server, RassServer.net, and only this time it was a passage out of 1984. And I don't have it in front of me, but it was something like, "Well, when the sun sets on the Ministry of Information, and the light glistens off the windows there, he knew that all traces of him would be completely obliterated, and no memory of you will exist in anyone's mind." You know, it's really creepy stuff. And when I traced that back to RassServerNet, it put a chill in my spine, because I realized then we're dealing with an intelligence agency that is just the most ruthless and filthy a group of...
Harry, hold on a second. I think I hear the bumper music in the background. We've got to take a break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue this conversation. And next hour, we'll take some phone calls. Folks, we haven't even got into the real meat of this yet. You're going to want to stick around and hear this story, because, well, Harry was doing something that, we never did. He was getting out to the more liberal-minded people out there, and he was telling them the truth. Once you corral the truth, you don't want to let it get out. Well, he was, and that was the problem. We'll be right back.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962. You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Short segment here. Next hour, for our international shortwave listening audience, our good friends around the world, that would be 9.475 on your shortwave dial. And also, we've just expanded the Internet streaming for the network. If you go to www.rbnlive.com, what you will find is That's right. Live streaming. We can take up to 1,500 hits and varying modes, varying data speeds, 32-bit if you're on high-speed internet, 16-kilobit if you're not that bandwidth challenged, or if you're really bandwidth challenged, we've got an 8kps feed also for you. So we've got something out there for everybody. And don't worry, you can't exceed the system, because we start bumping the top, we're just going to add more. And that's a free service. Everybody else wants to charge you for that. We're not going to, because we want to spread and disseminate the information. Harry, your website, www.boxfux.com. Something happened with Google. You were on, if somebody would try to do a Google search for you, well, there wasn't a problem until there was a public offering on the Google search engine. And then what happened?
Well, I was steadily watching my Google, the number of hits on the Google go up, and there was a rapid increase, which coincides with my logs. So as I look at my logs and I find out how many hits I'm getting, usually the Google will also, there'll be a direct correlation and increase. All of a sudden, there's been a strange thing happening last month. Suddenly this thing starts coming down, and it starts coming down really, really fast, and it looks to me like a purge. So I kept a record of it. Guerrilla News Network also has been monitoring my Google, just disappearing from the net. And I can't be sure, but, you know, it seems like all forms of the measurement, at least, of media, and this is why it's very critical to, like, the Nielsen ratings, for example, is now owned by a shadowy Dutch company. And these intelligence agencies like to use these Dutch companies because, you know, people just think, oh, you know, Dutch is windmills, you know, people don't think. And it's some shadowy Dutch company, nobody's ever heard of them. Suddenly they own the Nielsen Corporation, and these black box, these unauditable Nielsen ratings, are telling us now that all the shows that are most popular are the shows that are like a boot in the face of humanity. Shows like Cops, shows like Survivor, which teaches people how to berate and stab in the back. It's shows like this.
It's not a coming together of people and cooperating for mutual survival. It's man against man or man against woman for the survival of the fittest.
And it's disgusting because, you know, it's so predictable. It'll be the oldest one will get voted off first, and the least attractive one will get voted off next. It's just it's a disgusting trend, you know. But the key to this is to debase humankind and to debase Americans so that we are taught that we are nothing. We are small. We're just nothing. And this way they can turn us into worker ants and slaves. And the same thing is happening. When I saw that Google, the Google juggernaut, which is the most significant, point of information interchange there's ever been, there's nothing. I mean, it's literally replaced. Hello?
Yeah. No. We're up against the break. Harry, just hold on a second. We're coming into the second hour of the National Intel Report. Give us a call here at 800-724-2719. We'll take the break. Second hour coming right at you. We'll be right back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Report on this first day of September 2004. This broadcast is on Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. Well, right on the radio outlet that you're now listening to. If you don't hear us on an AM and FM station, we're making up informational packets. You can hand walk these into your manager or your station owner. Get the programming on the air, because folks, what we've discovered, people are crying for the truth right now. They're being manipulated through the Council on Foreign Relations controlled press, you know, the good old boy network. It's to keep us dumbed down and stupid. What I've been seeing here in the New York area, all the protests that are going on, everybody's got a banner. Everybody's got a voice to be heard, or a sign to be read, or a slogan to be heard. And finally, what got his attention was the old Hegelian dialectic that we're under here in this country, and that's called thesis, antithesis, synthesis, or problem, reaction, solution. They'll create the problem, they'll demonstrate it or exacerbate it, and then they'll come up with a solution that heretofore that nobody would ever accept, but that's the game that they play. And folks, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people that are on the streets of New York that when you would start to scratch the surface and start to ask them questions to see what their depth of knowledge was, all I would get hit with would be another slogan or just mindless rhetoric. And that's what we're seeking to change here. Harry, you have a you came from a little different perspective on this deal. You woke up to what was going on, and on you do an internet radio program yourself, and you talk to the little more liberal-mindsetted people, but you're able to smash through this left-right, conservative, liberal, you know, the Democrat or Republican paradigm, and you're able to cut through and reach people.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I guess I bump into was, like you say, is this the sloganeering and this sort of automatic thinking, and this is the thing I'm trying to break through. I mean, it's just brick wall of indoctrination, you know. And
it's just not the left. It's the right if we want to use those paradigms, but it's the same thing, only sometimes it's more sophisticated or it's more conservatively packaged and it's a little brighter or shinier or whatever the case may be, but it's still propaganda to keep what? Divided, us fighting amongst each other while they're pulling the rug out from under all of us.
I guess what the global elite, the Illuminati, if you will, has figured out is that it's better to control people by controlling what they think. Then you've won the war before it's even begun, then people just willingly submit to slavery or something like this. And you can do this by, and the television is the principal mechanism that they use. Television is just poison. It's a vast toilet of the mind, and all it does is it conditions people to diminish their spirit and their souls and their minds, turns people into idiots.
And we're coming up on a break here, and then we've got a long segment coming up, and I would also like to invite people to join us on air. When we get back, I want you to tell the folks who you studied under, how you first got literally handed the globalist insider diatribe, and you got that from Zbigniew Brzezinski. We'll tell the listeners that story when we get back right after this short break. Folks, stay tuned. National Intel Report, John Statmiller reporting from New York. We'll be right back.
You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back here. We're talking with Harry. We're not going to use his last name because, quite frankly, there's probably still some people out there that still want to track this guy down. Harry, before the break, we were talking about this left-right paradigm. And you're a New Yorker. It's no secret to anybody that most of New York is of a more liberal mindset. I mean, it's a large city, all encompassing. What do we have? 12 million people up here.
Something like this, yeah.
Yeah, and it's fascinating that depending, and I've always said this to the listeners. I mean, I had a conversation last night. I had a 20-minute conversation with Peter Jennings of ABC. And it was just by happenstance. I caught him coming out of the convention hall, and they had lost somebody in their party. Somebody had to go back in to retrieve somebody, and he was standing off. It was dark. He was standing off to the side, and I was talking with him, and evidently people didn't recognize him. So I entered into a conversation, Harry, with him, talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's great speech at the convention last night, and boy, he just absolutely wowed the house. And Arnie was saying that, you know, he was in Austria when the Bolsheviks came in, when the communists came in and took control of part of Austria. And, you know, he wanted to come to America and he wanted to be free. And over there that they were having socialism, and he'd heard the stories about America and he wanted to come here. Well, what he doesn't recognize or what he won't admit to is that we have socialism running rampant in this country, and to the point that everybody has been conditioned in this country to think of this country as a democracy, and it's really not. It's a constitutionally limited republic with strict guidelines and rules. That's how we became the greatest, richest, most influential nation on the face of the earth, and that's all being changed. Harry, I would bet you my bottom dollar here that you couldn't find any of these people on either television, which you don't spend a whole lot of time watching, But you can't find any of the politicians, anybody that's on television, and that includes the talking heads, that don't refer to this country as being a democracy. Everybody now here is in the democracy, and that programming is continuing to run.
Yeah, it is, and I guess it's really not. It's a kleptocracy.
Kleptocracy.
Well, klepto, because they're just stealing from the people.
Kleptocracy.
It looks like it's actually an emergent sort of neo-fascism actually now, because it is the corporations that control. That's the classical definition of fascism, when corporations really control the government. I can't say that the corporations haven't controlled the government they've controlled the government for 30 years. I mean, it's, or more. I mean, it's forever. So it's this, you know, operating under the false rubric that we actually have a democracy. Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
And it is fascinating, Harry, because, you know, you introduce democracy, and then that's the slippery slope into either fascism or, as you said, corporate fascism, or the collectivism or the collective thought. And a lot of people are looking at these transnational corporations hand in hand with the international banksters. Well, you've seen the symbol on the back of the dollar bill. You've seen the separated capstone with the all-seeing eye. And what a lot of these characters do not understand in these companies and the corporations, of course not the world's largest corporations, but the other people that are vying for a little bit of room on the top of that capstone are being kicked off as we speak. You're going to see, continuing to see a drawdown and an absorption from the people that have money buying up other corporations. Folks, these aren't fair trade or free market individuals. These are truly monopolists that plan on climbing into bed with the bankers, running their transnational corporations, and there's not going to be this utopian sort of trading and business going on transnationally or within side the various companies, countries rather, Freudian slip there, countries that are going to enjoy the free market systems. They are going to be tightly controlled.
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, I only wish there was a way we could find to get these elite factions to just consume each other and leave us alone and just, you know, just get into a fight with each other and just annihilate each other and then just leave us at peace.
Well, you had, and I want to get into this because this is really fascinating. You were schooled by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and you were literally, if you will, taken under his wing and tutored as to really what was going on. If you would, relate that story for our listeners, because this is a fascinating story.
Sure. I was a young guy, and I wanted to do good, and I came from a family that worked for Grumman Aerospace, was a military contractor, and I worked there too. It was a law of nepotism there, so if your dad worked there, you know, you could get a job there. And they put the man on the moon, and they also did the F-14s and all that stuff. And there was a Democratic guy who wasn't doing anything in, for the county there, named Tom Downey, and I sort of kind of regretted because I attacked him pretty hard. And in the end, I realized that actually he probably wasn't such a bad guy. He did have programs to help people and whatnot, but I was an ambitious young guy, and I would have been a Republican. And I needed to educate myself, and I was going to school at Stony Brook for propaganda, communications, things like that. And I got turned on to Zbigniew Brzezinski, and I found out that I'd read some of his stuff, and I found out that he was at Columbia, and I went to the dean of Columbia and told him, look, I'm going to be running for a Republican as a congressional district as a Republican. And I want to get in this class, and I need to get in this class. And they made special arrangements to get me in there. And I was like the youngest kid in the class, all ambassadors and State Department personnel and stuff. And so I would always sit right up front, right under his podium there, because I was a big
Harry. I'm sorry. I'm starting to pick up some more wind noise on your end.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just picked my head up above the porthole.
Okay, sorry.
Since I was, I thought he was a very charismatic man, and he is. He's actually quite a he's got a lot of charisma, and he's one of the most intelligent and fascinating people you ever meet, because he is really into the nitty-gritty of the architecture, global dominance, global control, power plays, and stuff like this. And I was a young guy, and I didn't know any better, and so I was sort of seduced by this kind of thing. So I was there, and he would tell me a lot of, you know, stuff under the cuff that was very, it was just shocking. And the thing I remember, though, most was that he said that in order, he said that soon we're going to have to make a push to control the world, and that if we don't, we're dead. And he said the key to doing that is to control Eurasia, because all everything's there. Nothing's over here in America. In Eurasia, you have 3/4 of the resources, including energy and natural resources. In Asia, you have 3/4 of the globe's population. And with Africa just sitting off of Eurasia, with all the resources there, that's just a very fierce thing to let whip by. And so when I see, and he would describe these strategic choke points that were vital to control. And
Harry, hang on 1 second. Let me talk to my engineer for a second. Engineer, I'm getting some background music. I don't know if that's a bleed over on the board or not, but if you could you eliminate that for me? Do you have anything going on
nope.
in the background where you're at, Harry?
Nothing here. It's dead silent. I don't hear it either. I don't hear anything.
Well, I'm starting to get some interference on your cell phone, and I'm also starting to get music. So, okay, well, just continue. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I could stick my, well, is it getting better now? I mean, I'll walk around a bit here. Anyways.
That's fine. Go ahead, right there.
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't remember where I was.
We were talking about, it was about money, about power, about the centralization, globalization.
The control of the world. And so he had described these choke points and these strategic points of the world. And then as the years go by, as I see these conflicts emerging in these points that he described, places such as Yemen, the Sudan, Morocco, the key points that are strategic chokeholds, choke points, bottlenecks, as it were. And as I saw these conflicts emerging, I can see that this is part of the plan to get up in there and get these resources and get a foothold, get a military base over there. And so this is all going by the book. And Zbigniew Brzezinski is one of the key architects of this stuff. He founded the Trilateral Commission with Rockefeller in 1972. He is one of the leaders of the Council of Foreign Relations, also a Rockefeller father, creation in the 20s. And so, you know, but the thing that's conspicuously absent from his, wizardry, his mental genius, is morals. And because the fact is that when you do this kind of stuff, sometimes you have to do planes into towers. And he had been in his latest book, The Grand Chessboard, he spells out more than 3 times that we need another Pearl Harbor. We need another Pearl Harbor. If you know anything about Zbigniew Brzezinski's books, they're on the shelves of every State Department official. You go into the coffee table tome of everybody in the elite intelligence and the State Department. So basically, he's giving them instructions. This is what you have to do. And
In his book also, does he not talk about also the upcoming Pan-American Union, the free trade? I don't think he necessarily pointed out it was going to be free trade of America, but he did point out that we are going to have a mirror of the European Union, and this is absolutely necessary in order for us to do business globally.
Yeah. Well, he's been talking about this kind of stuff for 20 years. I mean, this isn't new out of him. I mean, this is a... there you go.
Oh, here comes the music. Popping up. Okay. Did we lose Harry there? Okay, we'll take the break here, folks. If we lost him, we'll do a reconnect. We invite you to join us on air, ladies and gentlemen, 800-313-9443. We'll take calls, folks. We're here in Ground Central. Oh, that's right. That's Ground Zero. We'll be right back.
You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back. We've got Harry online. The website is www.voxfux.com. I invite you to go up and take a look at it. There is a problem here. We're in a, it's almost like this is Babylon, folks, where nobody is speaking the same language anymore. I think I've recognized the words, but there doesn't seem to be any communication whatsoever. And we're talking about a carefully laid plan. My conversations, especially with this gold guy earlier today, just would not accept that this is a global cabal that has been very carefully orchestrated. He goes, "Oh, one of those conspiracy theories."
No,
Harry, they've got no clue that this was a very carefully mapped out, laid out, planned out. When you have the money, you have the control of the media, you then can start controlling the minds, you control the political parties, put forth the people that are going to, well, put their best foot forward for the global agenda. They just don't seem to get it.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that people have been trained by the television and, by the television solely, is that if anyone questions the government's version of events, it's an automatic response. Just rolls off the tongue of people, and they say, oh, he must be a loony conspiracy nutcase. And they don't really know why they say that. It's an automatic response, and that's called indoctrination. That's called conditioning. It's working. That means the conspiracy is working. And for anyone to think that the global elite, the global industrialists, aren't like as if men aren't by their nature almost, and much less the global elite, to think that they're not conspiratorial, you'd have to be living on Mars. I mean, all you have to do is you'll look in the newspaper and you see Enron, you see all the telecom scandals of the last 4 years, and you know that. When these guys did not get to be the billionaire globalist elite by helping little old ladies across the street. Got that way. So it's this automatic response, and it's on the television shows. They'll show a person who's coming up with an alternative viewpoint about the events of the day, and that person will have long wiry hair and googly eyes, and he'll be portrayed as a loony conspiracy nutcase, and it's working.
Well, and Harry, I'm sitting here and I'm looking out a window and I see a big banner right next to the convention hall, Fox News, We Report, You Decide. And what people don't understand, and they don't really want to consider the fact that, well, people like Fox News, they're reporting, but they decide what they're going to report and how they're going to spin it. And what passes for any shows, any news programs or anything else, they'll formulate an opinion, debate the opinion, and then invite other opinion on their opinion, but it's not based in fact. And you're right. Anytime anybody provides an alternative explanation, which was actually the real truth, they'll deride it, decry it, call you a charlatan, a phony, and whatever else, and basically laugh you out of the studio. This is the point of the radio that we're doing right now, ladies and gentlemen. That's to keep people informed, to smash through those barriers of preconceived notions. We've all been conditioned and mind controlled. That's part and parcel of the globalist project here. They've got to do that because we can't have a free people, free thinking society. We can't have that because free thinkers can't what, Harry? Be controlled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem is, once again, in television and journalism, it's a top-down thing. Very little news is the result of, a genuine journalistic inquiry into the events of the day. No way. It's an agenda. It's from the top down. And I would say that 95% of the news is just staged, fake, phony. The polls are fake. The Gallup poll is CIA. The news is fake. Turn it off. That's the only solution.
And when they're done propagandizing you with what they want to plug into your brain, then they'll pacify you with mindless stuff. Let's talk about Kobe Bryant. Jackson or whatever the case.
The Girl Scouts had a successful cookie drive. It'll be some, they'll put, I call those things control truths. It's called a control truth. What they'll do is they'll put a few things on that aren't fake, that are actually real, and then they'll just piggyback a whole bunch of lies on top of that. And those control truths will be the things that we'll be able to vibe with, like the Kobe Bryant. We understand a semen stain on a pants leg. We understand a sexual, indiscretion. These are the sexy news stories that
titillating.
The titillating. Yeah. And then what they'll do is they'll just heap on their agenda on top of that, and we'll just have to, people can't distinguish the difference. Now, I think I could line up 100 news stories and ask people which ones are real. And which one's a phony? And there's just no chance they're going to be able to do it.
They couldn't tell. Let's go to the phones. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Am I on yet?
Yeah, you're here. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think a couple news stories. Is one is the Pentagon couldn't account for, I think it was $1 trillion, give or take $100 billion on that. That was like about a year ago. I think another story that you need to show people is the one in direct relationship to everybody's involvement on the BCCI. Have you been uncovering anything on that lately? And did you look into that when that first broke many years ago?
Okay, well, let's hold the response to that until after the break. 800-313-9443 is a call-in number, folks. Let's get energized. Come on. We've taken a nap for too long. We've lost our energy. We've lost our momentum. It's only the country we're talking about. Once they take it, I guarantee you, we won't get it back. It's participatory. Let's participate. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. John in Florida, you were talking about BCCI, and what was your other question?
Yeah, let me get away from my radio real quick. I was taping it. Well, you know, when BCCI came out many years ago, it seemed to be the overall net that was cast over a global crime syndicate that he was speaking of earlier, and they just put that down the memory hole, but the same players have been cloned probably 20, 50 times in every direction you can imagine, which are probably what we're dealing with today. Does he have a comment?
Harry, you got a comment you want to throw in there?
Well, yeah, the BCCI scandal is one of the, it's got all the players in the New World Order a part of it.
You mean, okay.
Hello?
I can't
hello?
Hear him.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the keys, and yeah, I can't believe this has been forgotten. All the players are there, and this is one of, if you study this, this is how you find...
Okay, I'm going to hang up and listen to it on the radio, John.
Okay, great.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
You find all the players in it. So this is what people need to know more about, but unfortunately, we don't, you know, the events are unfolding so fast that we cannot even keep up with the newest atrocity, much less really have the time or energy. And I think that's to go over the yesterday's atrocities, and I think that's a part of the plan, to keep a steady flow of unfolding atrocities so that, you know, now Enron's going to go down the memory hole, and just like the Bush-Hinckley connection went down the hole, just like the Bush-Bin Laden connection will go down the hole. They'll all go down the hole because each new day brings forth another horrible, horrible reality, more kids having their arms and legs blown off in foreign countries, and it's just a never, and just economic scandals, and there's just no end to it, and I think that's part of the plan.
Well, and let's not forget that part of this plan is, of course, transference of wealth. Now, the BCCI scandal, that was multi-billion-dollar ripoff, and who got the tag for that was the American taxpayer. Now, we have the government through a taxing mechanism that extracts your money out of your pocket, pays for other criminals that have stolen the money, and, you know, we're just left holding an empty bag.
Well, also, you take a look at the Twin Towers with the insurance job. Basically, that insurance was backed by pensioners. So, in the end, once again, the global elite makes sure that they don't pay. The global elite makes sure that when they do an insurance job, because, I mean, there was so many, I mean, 9/11 was the wish list of the Illuminati, and they got it all. They got to wipe out, the offices, the intelligence offices and key cases that they didn't want to deal with. They moved them all there. They wiped them out. They got an insurance job out of it. Boom, they wiped that out. They got carte blanche to destroy the Constitution. You know, it's just they made a wish list, and they, with two planes, they got it all. And, you know, it doesn't seem like there's any stop to this. It's going to continue unless they are stopped. There'll be no end to it.
Well, and that's what's coming up right now. And Harry, this is my thought. You and I had not discussed this prior to this, but I'm looking at the situation in Iraq. We've got the Project for New American Centuries, the Wolfowitz, the Pearls, Donald Rumsfeld, all the people that are in and around the Bush administration right now. The spin on the story now is that, the reason we went to war in Iraq is because, the president relied on faulty information. He made his best judgment about weapons of mass destruction. The axes of evil speech came out. Now we're talking about, and this was all planned out before September 11th, folks. That was the Pearl Harbor that the globalists needed. And Harry, this is my contention, and I'm almost 100% sure of this, and correct me if I'm wrong. I think the thing in Iran, it serves dual purposes. It certainly does that. But I think this is a maximum effort of the globalists to wag the dog so they can instill their free trade area of Americas in this country that's due to hit, and it's in place. It's going to be enacted in January 2005, and then they're off and running.
Yep. Quite possibly. I mean, I can't, you know, there's so many layers that these guys operate under, so that it's like a game of chess with them. They have a strategic plan. They have to make a few moves first so everything's in place, and then have other moves. So, sure, I wouldn't put it past it that that's a possibility.
Well, and also, as you pointed out, George Bush, almost immediately after September 11, 2001, 24 hours after that event, we were naming Osama bin Laden as being the poster child for al-Qaeda that is so big and so powerful and so well-funded. They are now they're blowing up planes in Russia. They're bringing down towers in the United States. They're ramping this up. And, Harry, when I saw this happening and I saw Spain being the first one to jump on the bandwagon with George Bush's war on terrorism, we didn't like the idea that George Bush was going into Iraq. But we were there almost simultaneously with all the world's leaders in place saying that, yes, we've got to have this war on terrorism. Now, here's another one of my contentions, and I'll stick by this one until somebody can absolutely tell me I am positively wrong. But what I see being set up is the oppressive mechanism to go after the terrorists. But what they're not telling you yet, at least in your face, we know this to be a fact. We've seen the confidential memos, we've seen the information that's flowing from the FBI, from Homeland Security, to police officers, to departments, to state police agencies all across this nation. They've been doing this for, to my knowledge, at least a decade now. And the terrorists are all going to also be people in there that will want to own guns, or they've got a certain religious faith that they can't be shaken by that, or they have this mistaken belief that you really do have free speech and you can go out in the streets, demonstrate without getting thumped to death.
So what's the question?
Well, that was just a statement. That was a rhetorical statement.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, we're operating under this false idea that this is a war on terror. It's not a war on terror. It's a war for industrial dominance, war for global. It looks like the principal struggle right now for the free people and the not-so-free people on the world today is the struggle between the people and their own government. The principal struggle now.
Harry, we're starting to lose your signal here. I appreciate you coming up on board here, sharing your views, your experiences here. Stay in the fight. Convert as many people to the truth as you can. And hopefully we can defeat these globalists, and we can do it in our lifetimes, because you know as well as I do, if we don't, this country is gone.
Well, thanks for having me on the show, and thanks for your hard work in fighting the dark force.
Harry, thanks again.
Thanks. Take care.
You're listening to exclusive live coverage of the Republican National Convention, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.